بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد ابن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us yet again a tremendous gift, an enormous gift, a magnificent gift. All praise is for Allah azza wa jal, who gave us one more opportunity to witness and to experience the blessed month of Ramadan. To witness the month that is filled with the love, mercy, and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is filled, is glittered with gifts from Him. Imagine if you were hiking one day in the woods, in the mountains, and something caught your eye, something that was glittering on the ground, and you went closer to it to examine what is this item that is glittering on the ground. And as you went closer, you looked at it and you realized that it was a beautiful diamond. And as you went further, as you got to the glittering diamond, you looked further ahead and you noticed something else. Actually, many other things. You notice gold coins, and then you notice ruby and silver. And at that point, you can't believe your good fortune. Your mind is racing that I don't know how this got here. I don't know who put these precious gems here out in the woods. And I don't know how much they're worth. They could be fake. You don't know. You've just stumbled across this treasure while you were out on a hike. But just the prospect of finding more valuable things keeps you going. And you realize at that point that you've hiked past your regular spot. But still you continue going on because you think that you'll keep finding more and more and more. For the believers, the month of Ramadan is similar. It's like a gold mine. It's like a treasure hunt. Throughout this month, Allah Azza wa Jal has placed for us unlimited opportunities. Allah Azza wa Jal has placed unlimited opportunities, just like precious jewels that are available for us. And we have 30 days for this hike. We have 30 days to complete this hike. We have 30 days to complete this treasure hunt. And every single day of those 30 days, we have numerous opportunities. Allah Azza wa Jalla has packed every single day, just totally packed it with blessings and with benefits. You're fasting. You're hungry. Maybe not yet. Okay, you're thirsty, but there's no other reason for doing it except seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. If a person is truly fasting, a person is truly refraining themselves from food, from drink, and all the other things that are prohibited during fasting, from dawn to sunset, they are doing it to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if a person is fasting for show, they're not going to fast the whole time. They will not eat in front of others. They will not drink in front of others. But if they're doing it for show, when they think that no one is looking, they will go ahead and they will eat, and they will go ahead and they will drink. So if someone is truly fasting, then you're doing it to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you sacrifice all these needs and desires only for Him. Only for Allah azza wa jal. No one else. So do you think that your hunger, do you think that your thirst will pass by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unnoticed? Do you think that Allah azza wa jal will not notice that my servant in this location, on this spot on the earth, is hungry because of me, is thirsty only for my sake, is refraining him or herself from all the various things he or she would do only for my sake? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala notices it, and He notices it very, very well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned it in the hadith of Qudsi, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that kullu amal ibn Adam lahu illa as-siyam, that every act of the son of Adam is for him except for fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Except الصيام, except the fasting, which is exclusively for me, and I will reward him for it. Meaning that other actions, other acts of worship, can be done to please others, can be done with multiple intentions for your own purposes. So whether it's prayer or giving in charity, okay, so you offer salah. Of course, part of you is doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a part of it also has to do, you know, with, let me pray properly so that people see me, that I am someone who prays properly. You know, I don't go through the salah like emotion, you know, like a set of exercises, but I want to be known as someone who prays salah properly. Or you give charity, and you know it's great to give charity and all the encouragement, and you do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you also do it to support a good cause. You also do it for the tax receipt. Okay, so there's multiple intentions, multiple objectives trying to be achieved with that one act. You recite Quran, and yes, you do it for Allah Azza wa Jal. You do it because you want to connect with Him. But there's people around, and you try to recite a little bit nicer. Right, a little bit nicely so that people feel like, okay, this is someone who knows his Quran, who knows her Quran, knows how to recite it properly. Okay, so all of these deeds are deeds which can be seen, but fasting is a deed which cannot be seen. And thus it is exclusively for Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is an expression of love. It is an expression of closeness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the sacrifice or gift is for a group, it's divided up amongst multiple people, then it doesn't have the same effect. And I give the example of Ramadan or Eid greetings. You know, if someone sends you an email, no one sends cards nowadays, right? So if someone sends you an email, and they said, they have your name, they say, dear so-and-so, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, I just wanted to wish you Ramadan Kareem, so on. That has a special effect. As opposed to an email that you receive, and you see it says BCC, and it has your name on it. Okay? So you know that it was sent to a group. It doesn't have the same effect. So similarly, right, we do an act of worship, fasting. And it's exclusively for Allah Azza wa Jal, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is an act which is special. It has an extra, deeper, and beautiful meaning associated with it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to give something up. He wants us to give things up for Him alone. But Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful, subhanallah, that even in that act that He wants us to do for Him, He has put benefit for ourselves in that. So we do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants us to do it for Him. And it is exclusively for Him. Yet even in that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put benefits for ourselves. So Allah azza wa jal is, He's not only just going to give us that very special reward, the surprise, when He says, وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, right? A special reward from Allah Azza wa Jal for every single day of fasting that we go through. And I know the fasts are long, and there's lots of discussions. And it's interesting, you know, subhanAllah, how various, distractions can come up. Ramadan is a time of spirituality. It is a time of focusing on Allah Azza wa Jal. Okay? But of course, we have issues surrounding moon sighting, which inshallah will be resolved very soon in our city. But nonetheless, that becomes a distraction. At a time of spirituality, at a time of focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that inshallah we'll be sorting that out very soon, another debate now starts is, oh, how long are the fasts? Can we make it shorter? Can we do it from morning till night, till evening, instead of going all the way till sunset, and so on and so forth. My brothers and sisters, let us stay to the point and not get distracted by these discussions. Yes, these discussions may exist, but we must not lose focus of where our attention should be at this time of the year. Our attention should be on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our attention should be on seeking the love, forgiveness and mercy of Allah azza wa jal. And our attention should be on rectifying ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, promised us this very special reward, a surprise. But apart from that, there are benefits from ourselves as well. For example, if there are sins that we have already committed, if there are mistakes that we have made, and by Allah, who hasn't? Who has not committed sins? Who has not made mistakes? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, "Man sama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." That the person, he who observes fasting during the month of Ramadan, and this is the quality that we want to have in our fasting, with faith, imanan, وَاحْتِسَابًا, while seeking its reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, will have his or her past sins forgiven. Recorded by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim in their Sahih. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us what should be the quality, our state when we are fasting. So it must be with perfect faith. Not just, you know, I'm just doing it because, you know, people want me to do it. Even though that's better than not doing it. But it should be with perfect faith in Allah Azza wa Jal. And also with an expectation of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So expect a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He has promised. Have that hope, that connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. InshaAllah our past sins will be forgiven. Another benefit, that being hungry and being thirsty, it breaks our desires. It breaks our bad habits. By staying away from these bad habits that we have shut off during the month of Ramadan, by those desires that we have shut off and we've pushed away, we lessen our chances of being punished and of accumulating debts that can pull us down in the hereafter. Right? Because we know that we are fasting and there are certain things that are prohibited during fasting, apart from just eating and drinking and so on. Right? Then we make an extra effort in Ramadan to control what we do, what we listen to, what we watch. And this will benefit us, inshaAllah, as well. But on top of all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grants us special protection from punishment. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that مَا مِنَ عَبْدٍ يَصُومُ يَوْمًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بَاعَدَ اللَّهُ بِذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَجْهَهُ عَنِ النَّارِ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا. Subhanallah. That every servant of Allah who observes fasting, every servant of Allah who observes fasting, so this includes everyone who is fasting, for one day for the sake of Allah, for one day for the sake of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will draw his face or her face further from the hellfire to the extent of a distance to be covered in 70 years. To the extent of a distance to be covered in 70 years. And this is, my brothers and sisters, for one day of fasting. So multiply by that by 30. Multiply that by 30. So 2,100 years of distance between you, your face, and the fire, the punishment of the hellfire, for fasting the month of Ramadan. Only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Another benefit, when we are deprived, or when we deprive ourselves from blessings, from things that we are used to, we become more thankful and we become more appreciative. I think I've given the example before how when I was younger I was playing basketball outside and the pavement was really bad. Anyway, I fell on my hand and my hand was frozen for, you know, a few weeks. And only then I realized the value of one hand. And I realized how difficult it was to operate with only my right hand. You know, so when we lose something, when we stop ourselves from something, when we cut ourselves off from a blessing, then we truly begin to appreciate and we become thankful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, you may be drinking water throughout your days, but when you're fasting, and after that 17, 18 hour fast, you take that sip of water, the feeling and the tickling you get inside your mouth, I don't mean to make you, you know, wait for iftar right now, I apologize. Right? But the feeling you get is a special one, not one that you would normally get on any other day and at any other time. And then when we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal actually promises us to give more. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will increase it for you inshaAllah. When you appreciate things, when you appreciate the blessings of Allah azza wa jal, you will think of the less fortunate. You will think of those who are living in more difficult circumstances than you are. And by Allah, there are so many people, our brothers and sisters in faith and in humanity, who are living through the harshest of conditions that we could never imagine. And in this month, we must remember them in our du'as. Make du'a that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them relief. Allah azza wa jal protects their honor and their blood and their homes. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants protection in every single way for them and their future generations. So you think of the less fortunate and you give charity. Okay, you get an email, right? You get letters. I went to check my mail. I check my mail every few days. And it's like one after the other. Ramadan appeal. Give. Alhamdulillah. Right? Because this is the time of giving. Ramadan is really the time of giving. So you say, okay, you know what? I never give to these charities, but you know what? Maybe this time I'll give something. And boom, right there, your donation is multiplied by 10 times to 700 times. One narration, which has perhaps some weakness in its chain of narration, says 70 times. Okay, so your donation, your charity, your acts of worship are multiplied for sure, inshallah. Allah Azza wa Jal knows exactly by how many times, but let's say 70 times, up to 10 to 700 times, which includes 70 as well. So every single action, every single good deed, every single moment is packed with so much virtue. And the more sacrifice you make, the greater the reward. Because it's all about sacrifice. It's all about sacrificing with love, to seek the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you fast all day, and you're tired from work, and it was a long day, and you have iftar. And at night, you're like, okay, should I go, should I not go for Isha, for Taraweeh? But you go anyway. And you pray your Isha Salah in Jama'ah. And boom, that's multiplied right away as well. Okay, so 25 times more reward for offering your Salah in Jama'ah. Multiplied by 70 times, or up to 700 times, inshaAllah. And there you go, you've just hit the jackpot once again. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, that the person who stands for prayer, night prayer in Ramadan, and again with the same qualities, the same condition that was mentioned for fasting, imanan wa ihtisaban, with faith, with expectation, a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, past sins will be forgiven. Right? So now if there was anything that was missed, it's covered. And you do that over and over and over again so that you scrub it clean. Right? If you have a cloth or you have something which is not very clean, right? It may not get washed the first time around. Right? So you keep cleaning it. You keep cleaning it. You keep cleaning it until it becomes like new. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also tells us that man qama ma'a al-imam hatta yansarifa kutiba lahu qiyam laylatin. That whoever prays at night, who stands with the imam until he finishes, this is for the night prayer, it will be recorded as if he spent the whole night in prayer. It will be recorded as if he spent the whole night in prayer. And once again, another great deal from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you get another bonus, that perhaps through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nafl, the optional prayers, will be bumped to the level of fard. So you offer 8 raka'ahs, 20 raka'ahs, whatever you're able to offer, always try to aim for more. When it comes to goodness, when it comes to good deeds, let's always try to aim higher. We like to excel in every single thing we do in our lives. We play sports, we want to excel. We go to work, we want to excel. We're studying, we want to excel. Why not in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is the area where we must be trying to excel the most. So brothers and sisters, let's try to do as much as is possible. Okay, so you finish, the imam has performed, right, you finish with the imam, whatever amount of rak'ahs that he is offering, and inshallah that may also be counted as if you have offered a fard prayer. And then you decide, okay, you know what, the night is so short anyway, I might as well go and pray fajr with jama'ah as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that man salla al-isha fi jama'ah fa huwa kaman qama nisfa al-layl, that the person who offers the Isha prayer with jama'ah, it's as if they have worshipped for half the night. Okay, this is not for just for Ramadan, it's outside of Ramadan as well. وَمَنْ صَلَّى الصُّبْحَ فِي جَمَاعَةً فَهُوَ كَمَنْ قَامَ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ. And the person who also then offers the Fajr prayer with jama'ah, it's as if they have worshipped the entire night. Right? So basically the point is, we try to do so much that there is no opportunity left for us to be missed in terms of, you know, receiving the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla knows what we are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every single thing about us. But we have to take steps to prove our desire and our yearning for the love, the forgiveness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You recite the Qur'an. Each letter has 10 rewards. Multiplied by, let's say, 70 times. And then you struggle. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that the person who struggles actually gets a double reward for attempting to recite the Qur'an. And all of a sudden, you know, your rewards have been multiplied as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. This is the month of patience. You are being patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly those who observe patience will be given their reward in full without measure. Okay, you will get full, abundant reward, inshallah. So there's tremendous opportunities to right a lot of wrongs that we have committed. Since the day we became mature, we became responsible, there are many, many mistakes that we have, since we became accountable, there are many mistakes that we all have committed. So this, my brothers and sisters, is really the time to set those things right. And for children who are younger, who are not at that age, this is the time to get them used to this. This is the time to introduce them so that when they grow older, they understand the value and importance of all of this and they stick to it, inshallah. Now imagine being the person that the Prophet ﷺ has described when he said, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ حَبْدُهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ الْجُوعِ وَالْعَطَشِ. That perhaps a fasting person will get nothing from his fast except for hunger and thirst. وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ حَبْدُهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ السَّهَرِ. And perhaps the one who stands to pray at night will get nothing from his standing except sleeplessness. We don't want to do anything to damage our gains or to wipe out the gains that we are making in this month. So we have to be careful that we're doing it sincerely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, it's like a hike, a treasure hunt, and we're finding gems, gold, silver, diamonds. But you have to be careful that you don't trip. So you don't trip and hurt yourself and slow down, right? And this can happen by using obscene language, vulgar language, you know, false words, arguing, fighting, backbiting while we are fasting. And other seemingly small things, you know, just to keep in mind, you know, when we come for Taraweeh, wherever we go, be disciplined, you know, regarding noise and how we hang around outside, especially or talking while people are offering their salah. We're disturbing others. Cleanliness, how we use the bathrooms. When we make wudu, do we leave a whole pond or a pool in the bathroom? You know, when we eat, are we wasting our food? La ilaha illallah. These are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of iftar, how can we actually be wasting food? So my brothers and sisters, let us be very careful about this. This is the month of mercy, and we don't want to do anything that can damage the prospects of getting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that the month of Ramadan has come to you as a blessing in which Allah covers you with His mercy, remits sins and answers supplications. Allah sees your competition in good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees your competition in good deeds with each other and takes pride in you over His angels. And takes pride over you, in you over His angels. Because when the human being does good deeds, he or she does it out of choice, not out of compulsion. Whereas the angels will do it out of compulsion and because they have no choice. Prophet ﷺ goes on, the meaning of which is thus, you should show Allah goodness in yourselves, since a miserable one is he who is deprived from Allah's mercy during this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being such a person, because we want to be those who are blessed. We want to be those who benefit from this month. We do not want to end this month as losers. My brothers and sisters, this is the time to start to get it right. This is the time when we can start planning for the next 29 days so that we make it the most terrifically blessed Ramadan that we have ever experienced in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me that. May Allah azza wa jal grant us all that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His blessings upon you. May Allah azza wa jal shower His forgiveness and His mercy upon you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His protection and everything that is good upon you in this month and upon me. Ameen wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. There's a few important announcements, inshaAllah. So we are offering Taraweeh Salat, alhamdulillah, here in the same